Good morning, Celeste Headley here out from Boston. I'm at our partner station WGBH, and there in New York, in either my seat or John's, is our Washington correspondent, Todd Zwillick. Good morning, Todd.
I'm keeping your seat cold, Celeste. I'm in John's place today.
There you go. We're talking about immigration this morning, and one of the reasons we're talking about it is we have this headline, of course, coming out of Alabama. They have a new law signed by Governor Robert Bentley that's now said to be the most severe immigration law in the country, even more so than Arizona's very controversial SB 1070. Alabama's law requires public schools to verify immigration status of all elementary and secondary students and bars enrollment to illegal immigrants who are wanting to attend college. At the same time, Massachusetts officials, their governor as well, announced they will be the third state that's pulling out of the federal fingerprint sharing program. It's called Secure Communities. Washington, D.C. pulled out as well. Joining us this morning is Julia Preston, a national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Celeste.
First, let me ask you about this Alabama law. Is it fair to say that it's now the strictest, most severe immigration law in the country?
I think there's no question about it. In addition to the school requirements that you mentioned, that is to say that schools are required to determine the immigration status of all students starting in kindergarten, and if the parents can't provide a birth certificate or some kind of documentation on a first try, they are required to essentially turn in students who might be undocumented, turn in their own children if the children are out of immigration status. This law also makes it a crime to knowingly rent dwelling to an illegal immigrant. It makes it a crime to knowingly transport an illegal immigrant in a vehicle. It makes it...
It's a crime to give someone a ride?
Yes, essentially. Any transportation of knowing transportation of a person who is out of immigration status has become a state crime in Alabama.
So if I want to give someone a ride, I need to check their papers.
It's not quite that clear, but if you give someone a ride, a police officer or someone else can turn you in as having committed a crime.
So that's now state law in Alabama, and Alabama is not the only state that has a strict immigration policy. It's just the most severe at this point. But the reason we're talking today, Julia Preston, is that it varies so widely. That's one end of the spectrum. On the other end, you have states that are actually fairly liberal and welcoming. You've got Governor Deval Patrick in Massachusetts saying we are at the point in the nation where we need to try and normalize some of these folks.
Yes, and I think what happened in Massachusetts is that Governor Patrick became the third governor to pull the state out of a program called Secure Communities that is quite a different approach. Now, this is a federal program that is essentially a fingerprint checking program that by which everyone who is booked into any kind of jail in the state would have their fingerprints not only checked against the FBI criminal databases, but also against DHS databases that contain or indicate immigration violations. And Governor Patrick actually went through quite a complex procedure of holding town meetings across the state get the public pulse, to take the public mood on this. And it became very controversial. It became clear even in Massachusetts that this could be a very contentious and bitter issue. And Massachusetts actually already has a number of programs that do what this program does, which is focus on criminal convicts. These are immigrants who are convicted of serious crimes. And so he thought that it was unnecessary and potentially controversial, and he decided not to join.
We're speaking with Julia Preston, national immigration correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. We're talking about not just what's going on in Massachusetts, but also the new law signed in Alabama, which is said to be the most severe on immigration in the country. And Julia, let's say that you were to gather up all the different immigration laws from all 50 states across the country. Would you have any clear idea of what United States immigration policy is?
Well, I think this is the problem that many federal lawmakers see with the approach that some of the states are taking, which is that it creates this wild patchwork situation where you might have one situation in Alabama, another situation in Georgia, another situation in North Carolina, and so on across the country. And there's a real risk that you have a kind of chaos in immigration enforcement across the country. On the other hand, what's going on the federal level at this point is almost nothing. There's a tremendous political impasse in Washington on this issue that makes the states anxious to move forward to show their constituents that something's getting done.
So, Julia, are the states the laboratories of immigration reform, or is it a big mess? I mean, if you think Massachusetts was controversial, there is no way to get an immigration bill in Congress right now. There's just nothing even close to a consensus.
Well, what there is, I think, is not a possibility of getting an immigration bill that includes a massive program to provide legal immigration status to 11 million illegal immigrants in the country. I think it's possible that the Republicans will attempt to pass legislation, for example, that would make employee verification mandatory nationwide. There are some efforts to further the crackdown in Washington, but as far as legislation that would address directly the problem of illegal immigrants, it does seem to be a tremendous impasse.
All right. We're speaking with Julia Preston, with our partner, the New York Times. So is the moment past for the federal government, Julia? Are the states ending up making United States policy on immigration?
Well, the states are certainly moving forward in a mainly conservative direction, but this Alabama suit, Alabama law, is likely to be challenged immediately by a lawsuit from civil rights groups, and so it's not even clear that there will be action in the state actually taking place on this issue.
Julia Preston is national immigration correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. Thank you so much, Julia.
Thank you.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.